The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Masechet Horayot, Daf Hey, and we're holding at the Mishnah on the top of the big lines in Daf Dalet Amud Beit. So, the Eilika Mishnah begins, Horu Beitin Shogegin, V'yasu Kol HaKahal Shogegin, Mevi'in Par. So, if we have the entire Tzibur, Prince Rov, acting out Pi the Beitin, so then the Beitin brings, or the Tzibur brings, that we'll see in the continuation, and like Mishnah, bring a Par. If there were Mezidin, the Beitin itself knew that they were wrong, and nonetheless they issued this Hora'ah, and the Tzibur didn't know, and they were Shogegin, thinking that the Beitin was honest, then each individual is actually chayev separately, because it was b'shogeg, but it was not shogeg, I'll be a true hora'ah, because there was no hora'ah bet vidin. Therefore, they're stuck with the regular kisva or se'ira. If shogegin, v'yasu me'zidin, if the beidin made a mistake, but the people that acted on that mistake knew perfectly well that it was a mistake, and were not fooled by the idea that you're supposed to believe in beidin, so they were truly me'zid, they just used it as an excuse to do something that they knew was wrong, because they always wanted that acknowledgement. And then they're potter, because there's no such thing as a carbon for somebody who does something b'mezid. Okay, but says the Gemara, but now this seems to be saying dafke shogegin v'yasu mezidim areilu b'turim. It says if the Beit Din was b'shogeg and the people knew better, so then they don't bring a carbon. But suppose they would have been shogeg dumia d'mezid. Suppose they actually had acted out, but they really had acted out b'shogeg, except that it's similar to mezid, meaning echidami. Let's say horu Beit Din that the chelav is mutar, and then they went ahead and it chalef lahem b'shuma v'ochlu. So in such a case, what it is that they did was actually b'shogeg, but for a completely different reason. It wasn't that it was being semech on the psak of Beit Din, it's that they made a mistake. And this, of course, was the issue that we said we asked before. This was Rabbi Bachama's opening question. So this is the case of this chalef. So over there, he's Tela Ba'atzma. He's not Tela Bebezdin. That's why we're calling it over here Mezid. In other words, the same way that the Mezid is not being Tela Bebedin, these people are Mezid in the sense that they're not Tela Bebedin. They're Shogeg because of another reason, that they made a mistake in identification of the material. So it seems that the Mishnah is concentrating on the idea of actual Mezidin. Not only did they know that Beit Din made a mistake, but they also intended to act on that mistake. But supposing it hadn't been that way, suppose they were mazed in the sense of not being semech on Beit Din, that part, yes, but not that they intended to do anything wrong, then the mashma'ut over here is that then, in fact, they would be chayev. And that was exactly the question that Rami Bar Choma asked. So, lema tivshot ha'da boy Rami Bar Choma, back at the beginning of the Masech. What is the din if somebody would, lemaisa, we asked, I mean, so, but even if he had found out, he wouldn't have not done it, because he would have thought that it's mutter, because it said that it was mutter. So then we had an explanation, because since it Bezdin had found out, they would have been chayzer na'ira. So that's called shav mi'ediyato. That was the question Rabbi Bar Choma had. Is that called Lomaisa a shogeg or not? That is chayv a carbon or not? Here it seems to be saying clearly that they would be chayv, and it's called a shogeg. O malachas, Rami Bar Choma would say to you, you cannot bring a raya from this Mishnah to that, because it's very possible the only reason that the Mishnah is constructed in this way is to maintain parallel language. In other words, once we opened up with the word Tana Resha, Mezidin in reference to the Hora'av Beit Din, V'yasu Shogegin in reference to the act of the Kahal. So therefore, it's said in the Sefer the same thing, Shogegin V'yasu Mezidin. But that doesn't mean that necessarily it was only if the entire Asiyah was the Mezid. Maybe in Achinami, if they had done it B'Shogeg because in his Chalef Lehem, maybe it would also be Potter. I can't tell you if that is a proper deal. So we're left still with that question, which was the opening discussion of Rava, two ways of understanding it. We're left with that question. Mezidim in this case means that they intended to do what they did, and therefore were not totally the best. But that's not not the only way to say it. There's other ways not to be Taylor Bebesdin. You could be not Taylor Bebesdin because you made a mistake in what material you were using. So why didn't we mention that? So you were saying, because this is the easiest way to bring it out. You want to contrast it to the ratio. But certainly doesn't mean it has to be that literally it's Shogeg on the Bezdin side and Mazin on the Tzibur side. Even if it had been the Bezdin was itself Shogeg in, and they were Mazidim in the sense of not being Soymech on the Bezdin for other reasons. Maybe that also would have been true, but the language wouldn't have been good. Okay, continues the Eilek Mishnah. Now here, at last, we get into, as it turns out, there are four different shitot as to the balance of responsibility in a tzibur. Who is responsible? And how much of the tzibur is responsible for other parts of the tzibur? So we have to identify a number of different issues. Remember, we saw in the beginning of the pasuk, Im kol adat Yisrael yishku. There's something about everybody together that's kol adat Yisrael. Then it says, v'ne'alam davar me'nei ha'kahal. The kahal is not the same thing as the eda. So the kahal is a reference to the general population. Now, it is not clear that when it says v'yasu, then the halacha is v'noda chatat v'ikrivu, who that ikrivu is, ikrivu ha'kahal. Is the ikrivu ha'kahal beidin acting on behalf of the kahal? Or does v'ikrivu kahal mean literally? Just like kahal means the man in the street population as a whole. So to the kahal, through their representatives, which are their local shevet's beidin, that takes responsibility for the kahal of that shevet, and we'll see that that's the way the Torah defines kahal later on in the Gemara. Maybe it means the shevet bring. And if the shevet bring, is there also a separate din on the Eda bringing? Because they were the ones who made the mistake. But actually, now that you mention it, is it only the Eda that could make a mistake? What about if a kahal makes a mistake? What about if a beit din of that shevet makes a mistake? Is there a local din on that shevet? How about if only a rov of the kahal does it, and the chiyuv is on the kahal, but five of the shvatim didn't even participate at all? They never heard about this. Do those shvatim bring, if you hold that the individual shevet brings? If Beit Din HaGadol brings, then it brings for everybody by definition. But suppose you hold that the local shevet is responsible, the kahal means kahal. So is every local, when I say local, of course, I mean state, which call it state. So every state shevet is higher, even though that particular state wasn't involved because the nation as a whole was involved, but the responsibility is incumbent upon the individual states, or is it indeed an issue of state and not of federal government, so to speak, not the national government? Furthermore, when you're talking about doing the Isra in the first place, might it be that the state Beit Din gave the psak, or is it only the Beit Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim? Might it be that there's separate responsibility, that you could be over on a state law and a federal law, so to speak? Otherwise, each state would bring their own, would deal with it in their own way, plus the central government, which is Bezen HaGadol of Yerushalayim, would have to deal with it. It turns out that there are four different shitas in the interrelationship of these questions. So this is a little bit complex and requires Richie's full concentration, Abba's telephone being shut off, all kinds of very special issues for a very special day. So Horu Beit Din. Let's start the simple case. So Bezden HaGadol now gives a hora'ah. Most or all of the kahal acts upon that. So Asu Kol HaKahal Ruban HaPiyim. They bring a par, and by Avodat Kochavim, they bring a par and a sa'ir, as we saw in Bamidbar. And that's very simple. That's the whole story. So says Rabbi Meir. If you don't have rov of the kahal, they don't bring anything. Those are called yechidim. If you do have rov of the kahal, it's not the kahal's business, it's the bezdin's business. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it doesn't work like that at all. Actually, each shevet individually is called a kahal, and it's the tzibur, the kahal, that brings the korban, and not the beit din. So therefore, the 12 shvatim would bring each one par, and that means 12 parim altogether. If the issue is avodat kochavim, then it would be 12 parim, meaning for an oila, and 12 seirim for a chatat, because it's incumbent on the state to bring. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, there's an additional one you're missing. Because even where each state, so to speak, is responsible, so too is the central Beis Din responsible. And therefore, it would be a total of not only the 13 original states, but it's actually very interesting that we're 13, because you have Levi together with Yosef, we don't count them separately for this purpose. But you would need 13. 13 would be the 12 states, plus the Beit Din HaGadol. So if it would be Shar HaMitzvot, it would be Yud Gimel Shvati Parim, 12 for the 12 Shvatim and 1 for Beit Din. If it was Avodat Kochavim, you would need 13, meaning 12 parim for Olot, one from each Shevet plus one from the Beit Din HaGadol, and you would need the Yud Yom HaSeirim, meaning 12 Chataot of Seirim, one for each Shevet, plus parasayir lekol shevet v'shevet, and you would need a parasayir for the Beit Din HaGadol. So this, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's joint responsibility. There's state responsibility, federal responsibility, so to speak. Now, how about in a case where you had a horu Beit Din in Yerushalayim, and seven shvatim, or perhaps you have the osu shiva shvatim, or rove of seven shvatim, were also al pihim. So then that is sufficient, because that would be, we'll see at this point, it would include most of the population as well of the tzibur. So that would be enough to trigger the chiyuv of the par v'soyer, by avodat kochavim, or the par, but only of Beit Din Yerushalayim. So they would bring a par, and by avodat kochavim, they would bring a par v'soyer, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, just like Rabbi Yehuda said before, 12 shvatim, that was in a case where we're talking about everybody being involved. So in this case, everybody is still involved. The only thing is that it's a different level of involvement. The seven shvatim that actually did the fate, they are responsible on the state level, on the shevet level, each one to bring one par, and that's seven parim. However, there is also a din that is called grira. And Grira is built on the interrelationship of the other Shvatim to whichever Shvatim are fell. And therefore the other Shvatim need also to bring a par for each shevet. So Vishar Shvatim Shalochatu, nonetheless are Mevin al Yedeyem, and it should say par. So we'll see later on. For each shevet, a par. So practical terms, everybody's bringing, but it's a different type bringing. One is bringing for hate, the other is bringing for the fact that Israel were fight, even though they themselves weren't fight. So this is now a different level of mutual responsibility. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. But of course, he is of the opinion, as we saw earlier, that Beit Din HaGadol doesn't bring anything. All of them in the Shev. Sha'af elu shalochatu mevi'in al yedei ha'chodim. Rabbi Shimon, Jita is, that the Beit Din HaGadol is also responsible. So Rabbi Shimon says, but once the Beit Din HaGadol is responsible, that covers the concept of Grira. He doesn't hold of Grira. So in other words, we have a very profound difference on actions based on 10 minutes. We have a very profound difference as to whether the concept of mutual responsibility for the state is a function of the mutuality of the central idea of Israel in Yerushalayim, and Beit Din involved in that, so that when the Beit Din HaGadol is mevi, it's mevi on behalf of all those who weren't called Israel, and that they're responsible. But it's not that a shevet was shevet is responsible for another shevet. It's a shevet being part of Yisrael that is responsible for it. And that indeed is the dinner that Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Yehuda ends up holding that it's not the central Yisrael that's responsible, it's a diffuse Yisrael that's responsible, and therefore all Shvatim are mevi for any of the Shvatim that were chote, as long as those Shvatim were rove. Now we're leaving out what happens when it isn't rove. Is there a din of a local par helam davar for a local cow? We don't know that. The Mishnah hasn't discussed that. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, the total would be eight parim, or by avodat kochavim, eight parim and eight zirim, par v'sayer l'chol shevet v'shevet, no din of grira of the other shvatim, and a par v'sayer for the Beit Din in Yerushalayim. Now how about if haru Beit Din shel echad min ha-shvatim? Suppose a state Beit Din gave a psak, and that shevet relied on the psak of their Beit Din. So asa oto ha-shevet al pihen. Oto ha-shevet chayav. This again is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's a din on the shevet and only on the shevet, and there's no halacha of Beit Din HaGadol Yerushalayim bringing it all. And there, that shevet is chayav, but being as it's only one shevet and it doesn't represent the rove, it's not gorer after it the other shvatim. And the shar kol shvatim are pturim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. However, the other chachamim here in the Mishnah disagree with the fundamental idea that it's possible to be chayav par elam dover and to disobligate, so to speak, the individuals of their obligation in the case where the hora'ah issued from a single shevet. There's no such thing, because in chayavin el al horayot Beit Din HaGadol bilvad. All of this discussion has been very sweet because it's been referring to the kahal, but now you're out of line, because now you're going back to where the ta'ut was. The ta'ut wasn't in the kahal. The ta'ut was kol adat Yisrael yishgu. Kol adat Yisrael could only be a reference to Beit Din HaGadol Yerushalayim. So even though it may well be that the din is incumbent upon a shevet that was chote, where the mistake was made by the Beit Din Yerushalayim, certainly if the mistake was made by the local shevet, that's a whole different can of worms that is not mechayev and doesn't pater with the halakha of the Har Elim Davar, just because it's an individual shevet. Shenemar vim kol adat Yisrael, but not adat oto shevet. Now, we have not learned what the din would be about Beit Din HaGadol being the source of the Hora'ah, and one shevet acting out al pi the Beit Din HaGadol, according to all of the shitot over here. That still remains up in the air, because all they seem to be arguing about is whether this qualifies as a Hora'ah, not about whether there's a concept of a single shevet bringing, correct? And this includes even Rabbi Shimon's response to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Again, all these middle dinim that the Mishnah doesn't directly address, the Gemara is going to get to now to address. So let's once again review the various approaches that we have so far. We've also seen that there's another sheet in Rabbi Meir, which we mentioned earlier, we're going to get to, and that was Rabbi Elazar, but we'll get back to that in the Gemara. So if we have Rabbi Meir's sheet is clean and simple. If a rove of the tzibur is faithful, the best not going to be Yerushalayim bring, period. There's no din on the kahal, certainly no din of Hora on the kahal, there's no din of Grira, and there's no din of looking at the number of Shvatim. It has to do with the population of Yisrael. So it seems so far. We'll see again this variation. Rabbi Yehuda said, the din is specifically and only on the Kahal. And Beis Din has no role to play, except in perhaps it can issue a Hora'ah. But so can a local Beis Din, meaning a state Beis Din, issue a Hora'ah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, there is a halacha on each Shevet individually. And where you have role of the Shvatim, they drag along the other Shvatim and are Mechai of the other Shvatim, Kwa Shvatim, to also bring the Korban because of the fact that they are part of a nation that has been chayitzed. Right. But the Beis Din HaGadol will not bring. Rabbi Shimon holds there's a dual level of responsibility so that the Kahal brings, that's the Tzibur, that's the state government bring, but if only 7 out of 12 were chayitzed, only those 7 will bring. And furthermore, there's also a chiyuv jointly for the Beit Din HaGadol, and they will bring separately. So there's two different sets of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and Par V'Sayer of Avodah Kochav. Tanya Rabba. Now it says the Braita, Yadu Shahoru V'ta'u Ma'oru. So suppose things were really bad off, okay? Let's say Beit Din gave a Hora'ah that yes, you can eat at McDonald's because chalev of that sort that McDonald's uses is kosher. Okay. Now of course there was a little or there may be another issue, which of course they never take out the blood. Maybe the dom is a problem. Okay, Lamais, everybody ends up eating at McDonald's, and there's two separate Yisurim involved, dom and chalev. Now they don't remember which one of the issues they had helped. Was it the dom issue or the chalev issue where they made the mistake? So they don't remember. Yochel Yuchai Avim. So you might think that in that case there's a fee of a parlam davar shel tzibur. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah stresses, v'nod'ah ha'chatat asher chatu aleha. You need to know what it was that was done wrong. And only then, v'ikrivu ha'kahal par ben bakal ha'chatat asher. But if you don't know what the chatat was, it's not sufficient to know that you issued a wrong tzak. You have to know which wrong tzak. So note, ah, chatat veloshi yivadu hakotim. It's not simply enough to know that there was a chet of rov hatzibur. Because even though lamaisa, memanevshach, there was a horat izur, and memanevshach, rov hatzibur did it, and memanevshach, you're going to be yotzei if you bring that carbon, the Torah insists that there's only a chiv of such a carbon when you know precisely what it is that the horat had been and what it is that was wrong. Asher chatu means that each particular one that was chotein is going to bring separately. Now, suppose chatu shnei shvatim, maybe im shnei parim, chatu shlosha, maybe im shlosha. So the din over here would be, and of course this is the Rebbe Yehuda, that if you have two shvatim, those two shvatim will bring two parim. Of course, even if shevet echad is chayte, you bring one. But the chiddush over here, we'll see, it ties into the next. But two shvatim can't get together with one par. Two shvatim require two parim. Three require three parim. But maybe the idea over here is, o'eno, omer, maybe this concept, if we take out the word omer, o'eno ela chatu shnei yechidim, maybe im shnei parim. Chatu shlosha, maybe im shlosha. So might it be that even if there's only yechidim, the Rosh takes this literally, the Chachayim, and this is Friyasa, the Rosh said, look, remember that before we had the contradiction, not contradiction, but we had a very, very open middle space between im nefesh achat teheta me'amor. Nefesh achat mean literally nefesh achat, but once a two, once a three, now it already enters into the realm of the set of mevim parhelam dover. So then when it says im kol adat Yisrael, that would just mean anything which is above and beyond one, or is in kol dafka everybody, and then the yechidim always count as yechidim. So this goof is what we're entertaining over here. Maybe if shnei yechidim kol chayte, they bring two parim. Three would bring three parim. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says bedafka v'ikrivu hakahal. Only a kahal is chayav a par elam davar. And kol kahal, the kahal is chayav. Again, this is Reb Yudishta. Every shevet individually is chayav. Ketzad, chatu shnei shvatim, mevim shnei parim, chatu shiva shvatim, mevim shiva. And what's more, is shar ha-shvatim shalo chatu, even those shvatim that weren't chote, have to now come along and are mevin al-yadayan par-par. Shafilu elu shalo chatu, each one of the shvatim, even though they weren't chote, mevin al-yaday ha-chotim, they have to bring along with the ones who were chote. Lekach ne'amar kahal, that's why it says kahal, to be mechayev kol kahal v'kahal. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, we're going to get into the drushes later on, how we know specifically kol kahal v'kahal, how we know that drags along the other ones, that we're going to see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu. If, now, you have seven, then you can bring seven Barim. But there's no such thing as the other Shvatim bringing. It's the Beitim that's maybe in Al Yedehen. And the Sanhedrin also is maybe a Bar. How do I know that? Because look, Shenemar Lamata Kahal. It says in the Pasuk of Akrova, where it says, V'noda Chatata Shechatu Aleo, V'ikrivu HaKahal Par Ben Bakar L'Chatat. But it also says, Lamala, where it says, Im Kol Adat Yisrael Yishgu, V'ne'elam Davar Minei HaKahal. Now, put the two together. Kol Kahal, Kol Adat Yisrael is Beit Din. V'ne'elam Davar Minei HaKahal is the Tzibur. So it means the Torah is putting together Kahal and Eidah. So just like the Kahal Amur Lamala is the Beit Din together with the Kahal, because it says both Kol Adat Yisrael and V'nei Alam Davar Minei HaKahal, Av Kahal Amur Lamata, when it's the chiev of bringing the Krivo HaKahal, that he Krivo HaKahal is being HaKrivo HaKahal together with the Eidah. So there's two separate layers of the Yuvim over here, so it's that means together the Beit Din has to bring with the Kahal. Rabbi Meir Omer? No. Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Beit Din, and only Beit Din are Mevin Al Yedei Par. Each Shevet alone is Peturim. Shenema Kahal Lamata, Venema Kahal Lamala. Just like the Kahal Amur Lamala is a reference to Beit Din and not to the Tzibur. Because when it says, Venei Alam Davar, Meinei Kahal, does the Kahal have a right to give a Hora'ah? It's the Eidah that gives the Hora'ah. V'im Kol Adat Yisrael Yishgu. So the same way we understand that over there it's a din in the Beit Din, Af Kahal Amur Lamata, Beit Din Velo Tzibur. And therefore, there's no din on the individual Shevet at all. There's only a din on Beit Din HaGadol. So we have three shitas. Each Shevet and not Beit Din, Rabbi Yehuda. Each Shevet and also Beit Din, Rabbi Shimon. Beit Din and not any Shevet, Rabbi Meir. Those are the three basic shitot. And now we have a variation in which Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, they're not Paskin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishmo, you don't need, the way Rabbi Meir said, the way you quoted Rabbi Meir a minute ago, is you have to have Shiva Shvatim and their rov. But that's not really true. It's Im Shisha Shvatim, Chatu Shisha Shvatim, and those Shisha Shvatim are most of the population. They're Ruba Shokal, or Shiva Shvatim, even if they're not Ruba Shokahal, because there's also a din in Kahal that defines the rov. Afa Pishain Ruba Shokahal, but they're rov of the Shvatim. Either way, they are Mevi'in Par. Here we get into the differences between the Electoral College and the popular vote. Right? So you have an Electoral College, so to speak, of the Shvatim, and you have the popular vote, which is the Tzibur as a whole. Okay, so now we have four, actually three basic shitot. Is it a din in Beis Din Yerushalayim? Is it a din in Beis Din and the Kahal? Is it a din only in the Kahal? Then we have a lot of variation. Is the Hora'ah only in a Beit Din HaGadol? Or can a Hora'ah also be even in a separate Beit Din? Is there a halacha of less than the whole Tzibur? Or is it only the whole, meaning the Rov and the Tzibur? Is there a din of Grira? Is there not a din of Grira? Does the din of Grira apply by a single Shevet? Or does it only apply by Rov? And so on and so forth. Okay, let's get into the details. Omar, did you not just say, V'noda chatat v'lo shiyodu ha-chotim? You need to know the particular chait, and it's not sufficient to know the fact of the chait and that Rov and the Tzibur was holding. Now, who is the author of this Mantana? Omar Revira Marav. So, Revira Marav says, some say it was Rava, the lo k'Rabbi Eliezer. It's not going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, because we know Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says, you don't really need to know what, you just need to know that. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, look, who cares? Bottom line is, you ate chalev, you ate dam. I mean, it's all the same thing. The case over there was notar. So there was a piece of meat. We don't know whether you ate the chalev meat or the notar meat. Says Rabbi Eliezer, does it really matter? If you ate chalev, you'd be chayev. If you ate notar, you'd be chayev. So just go ahead and bring a chatat, and now you're, everything's good. So manav shach im chalev achal chayev, notar achal chayev. And over here, we're saying no. What do you mean? You have to know the specific chay. Rav Ashi says, wait a minute. Rebbe Eliezer is not necessarily arguing with this din. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer would be meida in this case, because over here it's different. We analyze the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'noda, the chatat asher chatu alea. They have to know the specific chay. Maybe that, here Rebbe Eliezer would also agree. Wait a minute. Over there it also says, it says exactly the same words. It says that the words, oh, hoda, elav, chatato, asher chataba. It's a difference between asher chataba, asher chatu alea. Alea is meaningful in terms of hora. Ba is meaningful in terms of maisa. But both mean, specifically, you have to know the chatat, ha chatat, asher chataba. So if that's how he would have understood the din of chatat for a yachid, then he would have, and he would have said, afa piken, it doesn't really matter. He would have said the same thing here. I think it's very true that it's not only with Rebbe Eliezer. No, not so, says Gemara. Because the understanding of the word asher chatat ba and asher chatat aleh is very different. Over there, the reason that he says we don't darshan it is because prat lemitaseh. Over there, it means you have to know the chait of the act that you intended to do. But suppose what was done was an act that you didn't intend to do at all. In other words, suppose you intended to do something like picking up a tomato that fell off of your table to make a salad. And instead, you bend down and you pick up a tomato that's growing under your table. Oh my goodness. There's no intention at all of picking anything. There's no, just because you picked up a tomato, it's not picking a tomato. So that's called mitasek. You're being asik, it's something that's total heter. All of a sudden it ends up you did something on Shabbat that was not part of your intention. That is not chayav chatas at all. And that I learned from Asher Chataba. You have to be thinking about what you're doing, not walking around in a daze like some people around here, not knowing what you're doing. Okay, so maybe, so therefore, to say that just because he didn't darsh the pasuk over there, to mean that you have to know the exact carbon, exact tape, that's because he had another use for it, was that it was brought to mitasek. But of course, that has nothing to do with the issue here of the Beit Din. You can't give a hora as mitasek. No, unfortunately, some people seem to. In any event, continues now the bride. Let's get to Rebbe Yehuda. Where does Rebbe Yehuda get this deal from? Each particular shevet is responsible, and each one who wasn't chote is nigrar, according to those who were. There's a lot of new material here that a casual reading of the book doesn't seem to support. So my time to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, look, there's four mentions of kahal, and each one of them has to be understood. It says twice, ha-kahal. Ne'alam davar me'ne ha-kahal. And then it says, v'noda chatat v'ikrivu ha-kahal. Each one of those could have left out a hey. Me'ne kahal v'ikrivu kahal. What do you mean ha-kahal? I mean, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. What else are we talking about? So each one has to be darshaned individually. Kahal, ha-kahal, kahal, ha-kahal. So one is to be mechayev the kahal. Hako kahal v'kahal. One is to tell me that only the kahal is the one that is potter in their asiya, not the Beit Din. So it's the, on the one hand, the ta'ut is haladat Yisrael, but the kahal is kahal v'yasu. And therefore, if the Beit Din is osa alpi there, hora'ah, they don't bring a par halam davar shel dibur. It's the asiya of the kahal that defines the responsibility for the hora'ah, not the asiya of the Beit Din. And that, by the way, is exactly the opposite of the case of the Kohen Mashiach. We're over there. If he gives a hora'ah and he acts upon his hora'ah, and only he acts upon his hora'ah, there we have the chiyuv of the carbon, as we'll see later on in the Masechet. But we need to know that that's not true when it comes to the par halam davar shel dibur, even though those two parim are exactly the same. We learn out so many dinim. One from the other, they're adjacent parshiot. Nonetheless, this is a special halacha. So don't think that this is so obvious. Another kahal comes to tell me the din of Gerira. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the other shvatim are nigrarim to bring a korban because of the fact that the other shvatim did the chet. Well, now we're going to see. The chad, and the final one, is to tell me that a shevet she'asa bohora'at beit din. It should say beit dino, and it should have spelled it out instead of using bohora'at beit dino, that even a kahal could be the source of the mistake in the first place. You don't need the hora'at beit din agadol b'Yerushalayim, and therefore the responsibility, not only for the tikkun ha-chet is on an individual kahal, but even for the hora'at that led to the chet could be on the original kahal. Rabbi Shimon, who disagrees with much of this, he doesn't hold of Gerira.
He doesn't tell the Beit Din of that particular Kahal can be Mechayev. He does go along with the idea of each Kahal being Chayev, but he holds there's the, only the Din of Beit Din in Yerushalayim as well, and he doesn't learn that the only Hakrov is Kahal. He obviously has a completely different way of understanding this. So first of all, Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there are four Kahals, because he says, look, there's only two. Tlata Kahalik Tivi. HaKahal, Kahal, yes, that's true. But the Kahal of Me'enei HaKahal is not a drosha, because once you mention an organ of something, the metaphor will always be of that. In other words, you'll say, Me'enav Shel Ploni, or it comes to Me'enei Ploni. It's Me'enei Ploni, because it sounds like you're identifying the eyes in terms of the Ploni, the eyes of the Ploni. And therefore you have to say HaKahal, I mean, that's the way you talk. It's just syntax. It's not a matter of trying to give you an extra deer. So we've got three. The other one is Urcha de Krohu. It's the way people would say. Mi'ene de Planya. From the eyes of Mr. Solomon. Okay? Alright, so now let's take those three and see what we learned from those three. One, we'll see. Chad is v'chayav ha'ko kahal v'kahal. Yes. So it's coming to tell me there's a chiyav on an individual kahal. But the other two are really one in the sense that they're there to teach me the din of a gzera shava. Ne'amar lamata kahal v'ne'amar lamala kahal. As I mentioned to you earlier, just like the kahal that is said above is the kol adat Yisrael v'ne'alam davar v'ne'a kahal, which puts kahal together with eda, so too there's the second kahal, even though it only says v'ikrivu ha-kahal, which would be mashma that only the local state brings, to each shevet brings, but there too the eda has to bring along with the kahal. So afkan beit din im ha-kahal. Now how he knows the other things that he knows, that we're going to ask in the Gemara later. Rabbi Meir, what does he do? He says that none of this exists. I don't know where you guys get this from. There's no such drush as kahal ha-kahal. It's always the derech to speak that way. There's no kahal ha-kahal, lo derech. What we're left with is trei kahalim. And what are those trei kahalim coming to tell me? As I said before, nema lemata kahal v'nema lemala kahal, just like it's referring lemala in the context of horah, it can only be a beit din and not a tzibur. A tzibur doesn't give horaot. Af kan beit din without tzibur? And therefore it's coming to tell me dafka the opposite, that there is no involvement of a tzibur in the akrava, there's only an involvement in beit din. And where does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar get the idea that Aliba to Rabbi Meir, we can define the Chiev in terms of Rov of the Shvatim, even if you don't have Rov of the population? Where does that come from? He says, look, this is Vayai Me'enei Ha'eda. So that means even some, whatever little bit, Enei, from the Enei Ha'eda. Alma Mi'uta. Now that's Mashma, any little bit. But I mean, Tichi Me'enei. But that can't be true. Because in the same parsha, in terms of Avodat Kochavim, and this we're going to ask later on, I mean, both of these look at the sugya of Har V'Sayer of Avodah Zorah. How is he applying it to the din of Par Helam Dovah? That the Gemara will ask later, but let's assume that these two psukim apply across the board. So on the other hand, it says, Ki l'chol ha'am bishkaga. L'chol ha'am bishkaga means everybody. So you need a Ruba and not a Miyut. So l'meir me the Ruba in Miyut alo. So how do you explain that? How on the one hand is the pasuk insist on a Rov, and on the other hand the pasuk says anybody? It must be telling you like this. There's two separate layers. One is defined in terms of the Shevet. So there you could have a Rov that's a Miyut. That is, if you have Shisha Shvatim, and they are the Rov of the Kahal, so that's also good. Or you can have Shiva Shvatim, which are a Miyut of the Kahal. So there we're both are true. There's an element of Rov, and there's an element of Miyut. Chayavim. But wait a second now. According to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, they don't have the Kahal to learn all those other dinim from. How did they know that the Hora'as to Le'ah that they did in the Ma'aseh Shvi'ah B'Kahal? I mean, that was a very important Yisod that everybody agreed to before, which apparently only Rabbi Yehuda has a source for, which is that the Beit Din is not able to be Semech of their Hora'ah for their own chait and bring a par halam davar shel tzibur. How did they know that? That the hora is only a din in eda and the maisa is kahal v'yasu minalu. Omer Abaye, the Omer Krova Haya, Ime'enei ha'eda ne'esta lishkaga. Now what does that mean? The ne'esta lishkaga, the being done, is not that which the eda does. Not asu bishkaga. Ne'esta means it was done by somebody else. It was done. What do you mean? You don't say it was done if you're talking about the same people who gave it. Ime'enei ha'eda asu. Ne'elmu v'asu. Why does it turn into me'enei ha'eda and then it talks about ne'esta? So then obviously the asiya is dependent in somebody else, not in themselves. So the hora is them, the asiya is the kal. Rova Omar, because it says l'chol ha'am bishgaga. So you see that has to do with the shigaga of the am and not of the beit din. So once again, you see the Oras, Slav, and Beidin, the Maaseh is totally on the Am. And the truth is, says the Gemara, we need both of these circumstances. Because Lamaisa, let's say that the Torah only said Vayai Meineha Idan Estalishkaga. As we pointed out before, Meinei is mashma any little bit. That would be even miyut. So I need to know Lachola Ambishkaga. On the other hand, if it would have said Lachola Ambishkaga, that's all very nice, insofar as it tells us that the Maisa is dependent on the Am. Yes, that's true. But I still would have thought that it includes both of them, Lachola Am. It includes the Beit Din and the Am. So maybe Adi Beit Din Ba'ari Ruba. Maybe the Beit Din themselves have to also do the Chait. And of course, the Am as well. So the Rov would include the Beit Din too. Therefore, Lachit Yivaya Imeinei Ha'ida Nes Telishkaga. And that does not include the Beit Din. But wait a minute. I mean, all of these Sukkim that you're darshaning over here, they're all Sukkim in the Sugya in Bamidbar. They're not Sukkim in the Sugya in Vayikra of Parhelim Dover. They're in the Sugya of Sayer of Avadat Kochavim. So Hanikroi, Kitive Hanikroi, is Dafka be Avadat Kochavim or Dichtiv? How do you know that all of these dinim apply also to the din of Har Helen Dover? Forgot to mention that. There's a Gzera Shavah of Me'enei. So we have, before we said, Me'enei HaKahal. And that's the same as Ne'esta Me'enei of Me'enei Ha'ida Ne'esta, which is by Avodat Kochavim. Both of them use that word Me'enei. And that Me'enei is one of the Megubal Gezer HaShavot to teach me that the Sugya of Par HaLam Dover Shal Tibor and the Sugya of Par V'Sor of Yom HaKippurim have the same dinim. Each one can enlighten us as what the halacha is of the other. Horu Beidin Shel Echad HaShvatim. Okay, the last piece that we had was this brand new idea, which involved us in an argument about whether there is such a thing as a hora'ah that would come from a local Beit Din, meaning a Shevet's Beit Din, a state Beit Din, or not. But what's interesting is that with a Beit Din, a single Shevet, that was chayte, but was not chayte on the basis of their own Beit Din. They were chayte on the basis of the Beit Din in Yerushalayim. Now, he didn't discuss that case. Now, is it a coincidence that the case that Rabbi Yehuda brought up is that it's a single Shevet responding to that single Shevet Beit Din? Or would it still be true about a single Shevet going to the Beit Din HaGadol, getting a psak for the Beit Din HaGadol, which applies to all of Yisrael, and then only that Shevet acting out upon that psak? Would there also be a chiyah for the local Shevet Bezin to bring a carbon because of the psak of the Beit Din Yerushalayim? Shiv'a Shvatim, who the mighty Shah Shvatim Ba'ad? Maybe the halacha over there would be that if the Beit Din that had to do with all of Yisrael issued the hora'ah, and the single Shevet had been chote, even though it's not a rov, and even though Rabbi Shimon says it goes according to the local Beit Din, maybe Rabbi Shimon would say that they would be gorer the other Shvatim because of the national responsibility. So although Beit Din wouldn't bring, but each Shevet has to bring. Even if only one Shevet since the Psak issued from the Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim. This is my question. Or do we say, Dimaloshna, that if it's only a single Shevet, then it doesn't drag along the other Shvatim? Tashma. Okay, let's take a look now at this bright over here. Mahe Mevi'im Par Echad. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shnei Parim. Now, this is a weird bright. Didn't tell us what the case is. Now, clearly there is a case where there's a machlokas between a putative Tanakama that says you bring one par and a case where Rabbi Shimon would say you would bring two parim. Okay? First, please help me understand what the case is. What am I asking? Are we talking about where seven of the Shvatim are chote? Well, how could Rabbi Shimon bring you need two parim? Rabbi Shimon says that you need the din of eight parim, right? Because he says you need one for each Shevet plus one for the Beis Din Yerushalayim. So that's clearly not the case. If it's talking about the chote Shevet Echad, that's what it's got to be talking about. Somebody is saying if one Shevet was chote, there's a chiyuv on one Shevet. And the other one is saying if one Shevet was chote, there's a chiyuv on one Shevet and on the Beis Din. So it seems to be saying. So now, who gave the hora'ah? Okay, let me ask you that question. But mine. Are we talking about the hora'ah of the Beit Din of that Shevet? That's ridiculous. Because Rabbi Shimon specifically says there's no such thing as bringing a carbon based on the hora'ah of a state Shevet. It has to be hora'ah of the Beit Din HaGadol. So it can't be talking about that. The only possible case, to narrow down the possibilities in Rabbi Shimon, and then we're going to get back to figure out who the Tanakhama is. If you narrow down the possibilities in Rabbi Shimon, we've got to be talking about a case where there was a hora'ah of Beit Din HaGadol, and Rabbi Shimon is saying, okay, then the Shevet that was Nifshal is bringing HaKahal, and the Beit Din is bringing. But now, who is the Tanakhama who said, you only bring one par? I ask you. Is it Rebbe Meir?
No, couldn't be Rebbe Meir.
Because Rebbe Meir says a single shevet never brings. You need to have rov. If you don't have rov in the Shvatim, nobody brings Alib Rebbe Meir. So scotch that. The only one that's left is Rebbe Yehuda. That means I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda. The din is that only one shevet brings. There's your answer. You ask. Here we've established all of the facts to be exactly the case you were looking for. Bez Din HaGadol Yerushalayim issues a psak. Only one shevet was nitshal in that psak. Do we say since it's a national psak, other shvatim bring? Question. Answer is right here. Mahe Mevi'im Parachad. So there you go. And we've just established the only one who could possibly have said that is Rebbe Yehuda. Can't be Rebbe Meir. And the only case he could be referring to was a psak of the Bez Din HaGadol. And the only case he'd be talking about was the case you asked about. A shevet echad was maybe I'll be Bez Din. There you go. Fantastic. Tell me that wasn't smart. Right? I narrowed down all the possibilities and I get exactly to the case, okay? Amri, not necessarily. How do you know it's not talking about a case where six shvatim were chodin? Six shvatim being the rov of the kahal. And the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmo, Chot Ushi Shavin Ruba Shokal, O Shiv Av Abishaina Ruba Shokal, they would be maybe a par because of the fact they are a rove. He darshans that you have a rove even in that case. So perhaps, Enochinami, the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon is the other Tana. He says, Shnei Parim.
So why then does Rabbi Shimon say in this case that they bring two? I thought he held that each one of the Shvatim brings separately and also the Bez Din HaGadol brings. So it should be at the number of Shvatim plus that one. So the Pshat must be, says Rashi, that the only time that Rabbi Shimon says that it's in each Shevet is where you started off with Reuben Shokal. If you have seven Shvatim and Reuben Shokal. So over there, if you have both of those Rov, then each one of the Shvatim was Chote is Mevi Par. So you have a Par, called Shevet V'Shevet. And Bezdin is also Mevi Par. That gives us a total of eight. But in a case where you have less than that, so you have Shisha, that a Rov of the Par, population, or you have Shiva, but they're not rov of the population. In that case, there's a din of Hava, but we look at all of those Shvatim together as one Shevet, and the Shvatim as the Tibur bring one, and the Beit Din brings one.
So we don't have a Raya yet. Okay, Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here I'm going to address it directly. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shevet she'asab orad Beit Din, Beit Dino. Now, in a case where it, this is the Lashon in the Mishnah, if it was its own Beit Din, then oto shevet chayav, v'shar kol ha'shvatim turin. But the Lashon here adds, bora'at Beit Din ha'gadol, oh, then afilo shar ha'shvatim chayavim. Shmamina, exactly that if there's a national tzak, there's also a national gerera. And all of the shvatim have to bring, even though only one shev was chote. Brilliant. Says Rav Ashi, yeah, it's brilliant, but unnecessary. If you know how to read the Mishnah properly, you get your answers without having to poke around until Rav Yehuda discusses it openly. Read the Mishnah carefully, and you'll see that that is. Matni dinami deka. Look, the Mishnah says, V'yasa oto shevet al pihem, oto shevet chayav, v'shar kol ha'shvatim p'turim. Now, come on. If you say oto shevet chayav, am I not smart enough to understand that that means only that shevet is chayav and not the other shvatim? Why do you have to keep talking, but not the other shvatim? Well, obviously not the other shvatim if you tell me that shevet's chayav. So therefore you're saying those words in order to add something, right? I mean, you just said oto shevet chayav. I'm smart enough to read those words, the kibin etan oto shevet chayav, memele yadana that shar shvatim are p'turim. So Elohak Amashmo, what are you coming to tell me? That it's only because it's Ora'ah of that Beit Din that Shar Shvatim P'turim. But had it been a Ora'ah of Beit Din HaGadol Yerushalayim, then that is Mechayim the other Shvatim as well. And Afilu Shar Shvatim would be Chayavim. Shema Amina, there's the answer to your question. Once it's a national Ora'ah, it generates a national chiyuv, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the national chiyuv is on the state government and not on the national government. That's the only point. Amazing. Very delicate balances over here. What's the mocker of the psak? What's the mocker of the responsibility in the kavara? Iboilo. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, so we've established, according to Rabbi Yehuda, some amazing things. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no chiyuv of the Bez Din HaGadol Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need a psak of the Bez Din HaGadol Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, says if there is a psak of a Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, then there's a din of gerira on all the shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda says if there's no psak of the Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, but there's a local psak that affects seven of the shvatim, they're gerira of the other shvatim even without a psak of the Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. Wow. Four very unique shittot of Rabbi Yehuda that nobody else agrees with. Now, Rabbi Shimon, we have not established all of those parameters in Rabbi Shimon. How about a little bit of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, remember, holds that there's joint responsibility. So each shevet brings. Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim brings. All of that's true. But what would be the din, a little bit of Rabbi Shimon, if one shevet, now it's true one shevet is meaningless if the Horah doesn't come from Yerushalayim, but is there a din of one shevet's Beit Din bringing a kapara on that shevet for the mistake of Beis Din Yerushalayim, even though he doesn't hold of Gerira at all? That's irrelevant, because there's a din of kahal. So a shevet echad, she'asah borat Beit Din HaGadol. Rabbi Shimon never discussed that. He only discusses what happens when Shiva Shvat Rechayte, and then he says you need eight parim. What's the din of one shevet echad? Mi maite olo. Ah! Well, you know where we're going to look for the answer to that. We just did. The same bride that we bought before, which we managed to get out of last time. So we're going to start again. Let's take a look at that. Mahi maybe parechad. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim. Now I ask you, I mean, if we're talking about the given case in which you have Rov of the Shvatim Urukhote, how do you get Shnei Parim? I thought Rabbi Shimon held Shemoneh Parim, okay? So obviously this is not talking about a case of a Chet of Shiva Shvatim. The only thing I must be talking about is where it was Shevet Echad, okay? Who issued the Psak for the Shevet Echad? So B'mai. Did the local Beit Din issue the psak? Remember that Rabbi Shimon holds that only the Beit Din in Gadol Yerushalayim can issue a psak. So therefore, it's got to be talking about a case where one shevet was chotei, and nonetheless, here's now a chiyav, says Rabbi Shimon of Shnei Parim, says the Gemara, come on. That can't possibly be true, because Vitizbro. Who then would be the Tanakhama? If it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds there's never any involvement of the Kahal. The only time a Paralam Dabashat Tzibur is brought is where Rove of the Tzibur was like. So it cannot be Rabbi Meir, Rubavo. So now, if that's the case, then if it's Rabbi Yehuda, he said a minute ago, openly, that if the Psak issued for the Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, which we just proved it is, that then all of the Shvatim are Nigrorim, and they all have to bring. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So now that means that we've misunderstood. It's going like Rupshim and Ben Alas, as we said, Kitatanya. Okay.
So that if now we're talking about the Reisha, the Tanakama, that is to say, being Bedavka, the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that we're talking about where it's Rov HaShvatim, who are not Rov of the actual population, or Rov of the population, aren't Rov HaShvatim, that they're the Mevi Embar, as we said before. So then if that's the case, it would have to be that we're talking our Libet Rabbi Shimon here in the same way. And that is to say, that Rabbi Shimon, not necessarily from here would we know what he would say about a Shevet Echad. All that we see is that he does not consider, doesn't go along with this idea that a rove that isn't a rove of the Shvatim and the population is enough to be Mechayev each Shevet individually and the Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. It may well be that even Shevet Echad, that would be true. However, from here, the most that we could say was that Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, we have a situation where there is a rove, but it's not a complete rove. It's either rove of the Shvatim, it's rove of the population that is a rove of the Shvatim. And in that case, there is a din of bringing one par by all of the Tibur that were Chote, and one par by the Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. But do we have a raya for Shevet Echad, literally? What would Rabbi Shimon know that even Shevet Echad, that isn't the rove in any sense, would they bring, and would they also be Mechayev now, a par helim davar, shel tibur?
Tashma, see if we can bring a raya from here. V'chachamim omrim le'olam eno chayav al harat Beit Din HaGadol el al harat Beit Din HaGadol. Now, who are the chacham? Is it Rabbi Meir? I mean, what is this? This is important. Rabbi Meir, that's his problem. His problem is that it was only one Shevet that was Chote. What's he starting to talk about? Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. Who the heck cares? Even if it would have been Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, there never would have been a Chiyuv. So this can't be Rabbi Meir. It would be very misleading. So it's not Rabbi Meir. It's got to be Rabbi Shimon. So, and we're talking about, in this case, of a Shevet Echad. It's a Shevet Echad, and the only problem is that the Psak issued from the local Beit Din. And that Rabbi Shimon said, oh no, that doesn't work. No, what do you see from there? That if the Psak issued from the Beis Din HaGadol, even though it was only one shevet, that Rabbi Shimon indeed holds that there's a chiyuv of Pilam Davar, because it's defined by one kahal. And one katz, not that each kahal is chayev when you have rov of the tzibur. Each kahal is chayev individually, even if you don't have rov of the tzibur. So now we understand Rabbi Shimon differently than we understood before. Now, that means that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, however, agree to one amazing halach. And that is that every individual shevet is called a kahal. How do we know that? I guess we better look at it tomorrow, because I'm losing. Horu beidin shogigin. V'yasu kol ha-kahal shogigin mevin par. Mezidim v'yasu shogigin mevin kispa v'si'ira. Shogigin v'yasu mezidin. Hare elo peturin. Shogigin v'yasu mezidim. Hare elo peturin. Mash b'shogig. Dum yada mezid. V'bi chayev. Hechi dami shor bezid shechelem mutter. V'nit chalef lo b'shuman v'achlo. So apparently, tifshad hadabai rami bar choma. No. That's just a question of syntax. Mishum datana reisha meizidim v'yasu shogigin. Memele tana sefer shogigin v'yasu meizidim. Horu beidin v'yasu kol ha-kahal oruban alpien. Mevim par bavadat kochavim, mevim par v'soyer, devrebi meir, rebid omer, yudbet shvatim, mevim yudbet parim, bavadat kochavim, mevim yudbet parim, v'shem asosimim. Rabbi Shimon omer, yud gemo parim, because it also involves Beit Din, and Bavadat Kochavim, Yud Gimel Parim, Yud Gimel Sirim, Parvasar L'Choshev Shevet, and Parvasar L'Beit Din. Haru Beit Din, V'yasu Shiva Shvatim, Haru Ben Alpim, Mevi in Par, U'Bavadat Kochavim, V'yim Parvasar. Did Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no, in that case, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Mevi in Shiva Parim, V'shar HaShvatim Shalo Chatu, Mevi in Ayedei in Par Par, Sha'afelu shalo chatu, mevina yedeelu shechoti. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, in that case you did shimone parim. And by avodat kochavim, shimone parim v'shimone siri, parvasir lo choshevet v'shevet, plus parvasir lo beitin. Horu beitin shalachad bin ha-shvatim, v'yasa oto ha-shevet al-piyem, oto shevet u'chaya, v'sharkal ha-shvati p'turim, div Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim omrim, there's never such a case. Ein chayavim, Ela ala horayot beitin agadol bilvad. Shem Ravim kol adat Yisrael yishgu, velo adat oto shevet. Tad Rabban. Yadu shauru, v'ta'u maharu. Yocho yocho yavim tabenol v'noda'a chatat, velo shiru achotin. Asher chat'u, and it's dafka that. Now, chat'u shnei shvatim, mivim shnei parim, it's asher chat'u. Shlosha, mivim shlosha. Oh, eino omer lachatu shnei yechidim, mevim shnei parim. Chatu shlosha, mevim shlosha. Tamud lomar ha-kahal, ha-kahal chayav. Ve-kol kahal ve-kahal chayav, ketza. Chatu shnei shvatim, mevim shnei parim. Chatu shiva, mevim shiva. Ve-shar shvatim shlo chatu, mevim na yedeihem. Par-par, shafilu eino shlo chatu, mevim na yedei achotim. Kach nemar kahal, lachayav ha-kol kahal ve-kahal. Dibu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Mevim Shiva Parim, and Beidino Mevina Yedeim Par. Shinema Lamata Kal, Venema Lamala Kal. Ma Kal, Amur Lamala also mentions the Eda, which is Beidinim Yekal. Af Kal, Amur Lamata, Beidin brings together with the Kal. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Beidin Mevina Yedeim Par, Vein Peturin, Nema Kal Lamata, Venema Kal Lamala, Ma kalamur lamala beidin velo tzibur, because the tzibur doesn't have a partner, Rav kalamur lamata beidin velo tzibur. Rabbi Shimon ben Alazar, Omer Mishmo, Chatu shisha shvatim or aruba shokal. O shiva, if it became aruba shokal, but aruba shal shvatim, there may be in par. Now let's go and analyze that. Omer ma. Vinoda chatat velo shiyavadu achotim. Mantana, Omer Rabbin Omer Ravi Temer Rava. Well, it's the local Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanan. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, if you're not sure whether you ate chelav or notar, who cares? Manavshach, im chelav akal yurchayev, notar akal yurchayev, just go bring a korban. Ravashi Omar, afilu temer Rabbi Eliezer, it's different over here, it says asher chatu aleha, and it says the same thing over there by Yochi, asher chataba, yes, but over there it's Rabbi Boyle Prat, let me just say. Now, my time to review them, he holds arba'a kahal. It says kahal, ha-kahal, kahal, ha-kahal. Chad to be b'chayev every kahal individually. Chad for hora'ah, as is be'edah. But the ma'aseh is totally b'kahal, and that's ha-kahal v'asu. Chad for the din of grira of all the kahal with one of the kahal. And chad is the din of a shevet that was also borat beit dino, that was also chayev. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's only three kahals, a kahal, kahal. But the kahal, me'enea kahal, that's just regular syntax. Or get a crow, just like somebody would say, me'ene diplanya. I would say, ene planya. So chad l'chayev akol kahal v'kahal. And the trei achrine are to involve the beit din. So nema lamata kahal, nema lamala kahal, malala beit din imakahal, avkan beit din imakahal. Rabbi Meir, he doesn't darshan the kahal kahal at all. And therefore, he says the contrary, treke leksive, and we boil a, for the following, nemaka lamata, nema lamala kahal, malala beit din velo tzibur, because a kahal doesn't issue the psak. So too, it's the only the beit din and not the tzibur. The exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, my taima, who says that it can go either according to the electoral college or according to the popular vote, he says, "Vaya imeine ha'eda mashma afila miyuter imeine." On the other hand, it says, "Lecholam bishkaga was mashma ruba and miyuter lo." How do you square that? Okay, so asu shisha who are ruba shakal, but in a sense they're miyut, or shiva, which in a sense is kolakal, but if a bafish and a ruban shakal, so in another sense they're miyut. Chayavi, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, how do they know now that over the Aras to Liyav a Beit Din and the Maases to Liyav a Kahal and the Beit Din doesn't bring Alpi their own Tzar, Minolu? Omer Abaye, the Omer Akra by Avodat Kochavim, says, V'aya imei nehaida ne'estavish kaga. Somebody else did it. Rav Amar means, L'chola ambish kaga, not to the Eda. V'tzrich, because of one of Aya imei enei ne'estavish kaga, avanina fil miyuta. Yeah, but all of these psukim were written by Avodat Kochavim u'dichtive. True, but Yafinan me'enei. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle. Okay, you're on.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Mishnah on the Abdallah on the Abdallah. Horu Beitin, V'yatsu Kol HaKahal, Horuban Alpihen, Mevi'im Par, V'avadat Kochavim, Mevi'im Par, V'sa'ir Divi Rebi Meir. So until now we've been discussing what relates the Tzibur, the Kahal, the Yachid, to the Mice of the Now, assuming whatever the case is of the Chiyuv, who is it precisely that brings the Korban and what Korban is brought? So Rabbi Meir's Shita is that the Korban is a Chiyuv on Beis Din, and therefore in the case of a normal Isser besides Avodah Zarah Kochavim, which is an Isser Kores, so the Beis Din makes the Korban, and that Korban is a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, is a Chatas. And if the Hora'ah was Avodas Kochavim, then it's a par as an Eila, and a Soyer as a Chatas. That's the simple meaning. And so we have two different dinim, one on the Beis Din, and the Beis Din's part is the Hora'ah. The Tzivu's part is the Asiya. If we have those two ingredients, the Beis Din then brings the Kapora on everybody. And the Kapora is a par for all Averis except Averis Kechavim Nechichayev Kores, and the Soyer plus a par Lo'ela on Averis Kechavim. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Masar Shvatim, Mevi'im Shnei Masar Parim. It's not a din in the Beis Din, it's a din on every one of the Shvatim to bring a carbon. So there's 12 Shvatim that bring 12 Parim. And if we're talking about Avodas Kochavim, then they bring the 12 Parim as Olot, and 12 Seirim as Chataot. Rabbi Shimon says, there's a separate Chiyuv on the Kahal, and a separate Chiyuv on the Beis Din. So you need to bring, Rabbi Shimon is a combination of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the Beis Din brings, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shvatim brings, and Rabbi Shimon on both brings. So you need to bring besides the 12 korbanos of each shevet, you need to bring one more
also on the Bezdin. So the Sachakol, in a non-Avodah Zarah paras, you'd be bringing 13 parim. And in an Avodah Zarah situation, you'd bring 13 parim and 13 seirim. So those par v'sair l'chol shevet v'shevet, plus par v'sair l'beit din. Okay, so we have three approaches. Bobby, last night you weren't here.
No, I was not.
And I brought you the little gift for the twins that my wife never comes without bringing something for older kids, but I can give it to you.
Oh.
It's a little something there with them. Fine. So this is the din now, without getting involved in the question of how these separate shvatim and so on, how does that relate to the rove? We haven't discussed that. So I'm assuming, okay, the tzibur did the aveira, and this is what we do. But now, I mean, this raises already a whole separate slew of issues. For instance, I mean, suppose only one shevet is chotei. I suppose most of the shvatim are chotei, but not all of the shvatim. And the other shvatim also bringing only the shvatim as the faith. As each shevet is a separate kahal, so then there shouldn't even be a din of rov on the whole quality, so it'll be only a din of the shevet. These are the next issues that we have to take up in light of these three shevets. So therefore, continues the Mishnah and says as follows: suppose Haru Beit Din v'yasu shiv'a shvatim Harubam alpiyan. How about if seven shvatim, these seven shvatim, or rove of each of the seven shvatim, and these are now the rove of Klal Yisrael? So what happens? So according to Rabbi Meir, okay, Bezdin brings one par. And by Avodas Kechavim, Bezdin brings one par on one side. They were already made. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. Now Rabbi Yehuda, who holds us a din on the Shvatim, as we saw earlier in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if there are seven Shvatim that are chote, so those seven Shvatim have to bring seven parim. V'shar Shvatim shalokatu maybe in Ayadayim par. And the other Shvatim, even the ones that weren't chote, also have to bring each one of them a par. Should probably say par par. Each one a par. Seems to be Rashi's gears. But in any event, that's certainly the meaning. That every shevet is mechuyev in itself, and in its chiyuv drags along, and we'll see that the technical term for that is dragging, gerira, drags along the other shvatim to bring with them. Now from the Mishnah, it's mashma that the only time that Rabbi Shimon would have said, that Rabbi Yehuda would have said is halacha, is where you have the seven shvatim. Because he's saying, if shiva shvatim. However, we're going to prove in the Gemara that this would have been true even on a shevet echad. And that according to Rabbi Yehuda, shevet echad is chayev, once, because it's called the kahal, and once there's a chiyuv on a kahal, then the entire tzibur is chayev to bring anyone. But, okay, let's assume that the reason, and Rashi understands that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda talks about the case of seven is to be consistent with Rabbi Meir's case, who requires seven. But that his own halacha would have said even one would have been fine.
But he still would drag the rest.
Sorry?
But he would still drag the rest.
And he would still drag the rest. It would still be a denigrium. That's right. Surprisingly. Okay, so this we're going to see in the Gemara, but again, here it just seems to be mashma, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all that we do is, all that we discuss is the din of seven, when you have rope.
Should a lady one of these?
No. Well, no. We're going to see later, but again, that's a thing for later, but lady is not called kohol at all, because it doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, it's like living in chutzlar.
We saw that yesterday in Prussia.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, whose Shita is that you need a din, a separate din for the Bezdin and a separate din for the Tzibur, holds over here that that's true, but he also does not hold of the din of Grira. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's two issues that are different. First of all, you always need to add one carbon for the Bezdin, not only the Tzibur. And secondly, according to him, the Shvatim that didn't do the faith do not participate in the carbon. So there's no din of either 13 parim or nothing. whoever was chotei brings. Plus one. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmone Parim, Ubavodat Kochavim, Shmone Parim Veshmone Seirim, Par Vesayir Lakol Shevet Veshevet, and including an additional Par Vesayir Lebedin. Fine. So we have our same three shitos when it comes to the question of row or of the single shevet. Now, suppose Haru Beitin Shalachad Min HaShvatim V'yatsal Toha Shevet Al Pihem. How about, until now we've been talking about the relationship of each one of these kahals of the Shevet to the Beit Din HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim. But what about if a Beit Din of a particular Shevet, each Shevet had its own local Beit Din HaGadol, so to speak, of the 23. Suppose that bezin is more to that shevet. The asa oto shevet al piyam, and that shevet went ahead and sinned based on the hora of its particular bezin. What would be the halacha over there? Oto shevet ukayav v'shar kol shvatim p'turim. Again, Rabbi Yehuda, consistent with his approach that each shevet is viewed as a separate kahal. So he holds that that's true even Magabe the Eneha Kahal. Because each Kahal, each Shevet, and we're going to learn this from a pasuk, according to them, that a Shevet is called a Kahal from Yaakov Aminu. The Kahal Amim is a Kahal, is a reference to Binyamin alone. So therefore, the Eneha Kahal could also be a particular Shevet's Bezdin. And that Shevet would bring Otor Shevet Luchayav. But of course, in that case, there would be no din of Grira, because it's only the Beit Din HaGadol that unites all of the Shvatim, so they would bring one parvin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Amrim, the Chachamim say, no, there's a fundamental error in this. Because the whole halacha of the par halamdavah shel tzibur is only said on the Orah of Beit Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. Could never be said on a local Beit Din, no matter how kosher that Beit Din is. And therefore, the only tiyav is ever on the Beit Din HaGadol. It says all of Adat Yisrael and not Adat Otor Shevet. Tanu Rabbanan. Yad'u she'aru v'ta'u mahu. Over here the Beit Din finds out. Let's say they gave up some. Now it's not clear, they don't remember anymore. What was the psak that we gave? We were certainly marked something we shouldn't have. And everybody was eating, let's say, chaleb and dam. Now, one of them was a shagaga that they had that wasn't based on Bezdin. And one of them was based on Orah of Bezdin. And Bezdin comes together and examines the fact that people are eating this kind of dam, thinking that it's kosher. They say, oh, it's certainly not kosher. They examine the chaleb, certainly the chaleb isn't kosher. They remember that they had been matir one of these, but they don't remember which one it was they had been matir. But anyway, right now, they put out a slot that both the chaleb and the dam is also. Now, l'chora you would say, okay, but you know that you gave a psak on something that was a chiyav karis, and that robot tzibur was nechshal, and you should bring a karman. Yoko you chayavim, you might think you would be chayiv. Tamilomar v'nod ahakatat. Says over here, you have to know what the chet is. Veloshi yod'u hakotim. Not that you should know that there were definitely people who had been chotei based on a psak, but you don't know what that psak is. That seems to be the pasuk of the Gemara. There's the Rambam's chat is very interesting. He apparently had a girsa, shiyodiyu hakotim. So that if the people who did it tell the bezdin, but you told us this, we don't remember. So then the Bezdin said, but it's definitely wrong. And he said, but that's what you said. So the fact that everybody is saying that that's what you said is not enough. They have to remember that they made such a fact. So it says, asher, v'noda ha-katat, asher chata, which means the katat and not the chotim.
Is it enough that some of the patron remembers?
That's a good question.
We're dealing with fairly.
I don't know.
People.
I don't know. I have to think about that. Chatush Shnei Shvati. Maybe Shnei Parim. Now, if two of the Shvatim are Kotei, they bring two Parim. Chatush Shlosha, meaning Shlosha. And this is what it seems to be saying. That's Asher Kratu. But wait a minute. So maybe, I mean, if it's Asher Kratu, so Oeinu Elav Kratu Shnei Yechidim, maybe Yim Shnei Parim. You're saying Asher Kratu. You're darshaning. Atakatat Asher Kratu. Kratu is a Lashon Rabin. So two will quote it. You claim it's two Shvatim. Who said two Shvatim? Maybe it's two individuals. And for those two individuals who are also maybe, Kratu Shlosha, maybe Yim Shlosha. Talmud Lomar HaKahal. HaKahal Chayav. The whole Kahal the Kahal Chayav. It's clearly a din in HaKahal, but every separate Kahal, we'll see. Later on, the Gemara will bring the Pasuk by Yaakov Levino Kahal Anim, that every Kahal is separate to you. Keza. Chatu Shnei Shvatim, maybe Im Shnei Parim. Chatu Shiva, maybe Im Shiva. But, everybody else has to bring two. So if you were the one to recote, and you're mechuyav to bring, but Shar HaShvatim, Shalom Chatu, still have to be Mevin Al Yedei and Par Par, Shafilu Eilu Shalom Chatu, Mevin Al Yedei HaKotim. So that, in practical terms, you're always going to be bringing 12, because everybody has to bring, because the ones that were Chote, are Mechayav the ones that were in Chote Al Yedei Gerira.
Seven, no. Once you got up to seven,
no, you came too late. You'll have to wait till we get there in the Gemara. So therefore, it says, Kahal, lechayav al-kol, kahal, v'kahal, divi Rav Yehuda. So this is Rav Yehuda Shita, as we already saw in the Mishnah, that you're chayav in every kahal separately. And as we said in the Mishnah, the reason that he brings down the word seven is only also Rav Meir. But really, he himself, we're going to prove in the Gemara, would hold the same thing as true on a single shape. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shekotu, Mevim Shiva Porim, Ubezdi Mevin Ayadeim Par. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, first of all, the halacha is that only the Shevet that was Chotei is Mevin. Plus, you're not taking into consideration that you need a separate carbon for the bed. So besides the Shvatim and Chotei, you have to add one more. So if Shiva Shvatim or Chotei, you bring Shiva Porim, plus one for the bezin, which equals eight. Shenemar lemata kahal, shenemar lemala kahal. Remember that the pasuk mentions both at the beginning of the pasuk the din of bezin with the kahal, and mentions at the end of the pasuk the kahal, because initially it says, in other words, where it says the ikrivu hakahal, so the ikrivu hakahal sounds like only the kahal, right? But in the opening of the pasuk, it says, V'de'elad me'enei ha'kahal. So there it puts together me'enei, which is the best, together with the kahal. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that ma'kahal amur l'mala, just the opening of the pasuk, where it says, im me'enei ha'kahal, it's a reference to the bezdin, together with the kahal. So too, ha'kahal amur l'mata, where it says, v'ikrivo ha'kahal, that's also a reference to bezdin im ha'kahal. And therefore, you would need a separate carbon for each kahal, and a separate carbon for the Beit Din. Now, Rabbi Meir, we want to now analyze all of the shitas and see how they understand the pasuk. So, Rabbi Meir, I'm a shiva shvatu shachatu beizdi mevin ayyadei empar vein peturi. Rabbi Meir disagrees with all of this, because according to Rabbi Meir, there's never a kiyuv on the shevet, there's only a kiyuv on the bezdin. So, according to him, if you have rove of the tzibur, let's say Shiva Shvatim, which we'll assume right now is also over the population. We'll discuss in a moment whether there's a separate halacha of the population of the entire Klal Yisrael and the Shvatim of the Klal Yisrael. So if seven Shvatim are quoted, Bezdin brings one par for all of them, and they're quoted. Because Nema Kalamala, Lamasav, Nema Kalamala, it says Vikrivu Akahal. And it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Imeinei ha'kahal." So just like the kahal ha'amur l'mala is a reference to the bezin, it's not a reference to the tzibur. The imeinei ha'kahal is in the tzibur. Ha'kahal ha'amur l'mata bezin v'lo tzibur. Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, the pasuk that says "Vikrivu ha'kahal" is not referring at all to bezin, because the word me'enei ha'kahal couldn't possibly mean that the kahal is supposed to participate in the halacha, is it? What does Meinei HaKahal mean? That you need also to take a popular vote like Ross Perot as to whether we like what the Beis Din is saying. I mean, it's Meinei HaKahal is only the Meinei HaKahal. In which case, the project is not open to interpretation the way with Yudas Tiny, that because we mentioned Beis Din as Meinei HaKahal, therefore the Kahal is part of it, and so there's a separate fiyuv on the Kahal. Nonsense. It's a din only in Meinei HaKahal, in which case the word Kahal at the end of the pasuk becomes a code word for Beis Din itself, and not for anything else. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmo. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar quotes Rabbi Meir in much greater detail. And he says, when you talk about Shiva Shvatim, let's understand what we mean. The truth is, according to Rabbi Meir, if Chat'u Shishar Shvatim, Mein Rubo Shal Kahal, if you have the rove of the population in six Shvatim, or if you have seven Shvatim at Rukhote, who are not rove of the Kahal, but they're rove of the Shvatim, Apa Bishena Rubo Shal Kahal, in either of these cases, may be impact. Rabbi Meir is not saying you need seven shvatim that include rove of the population. That's an alternative. It's either rove. Now, let's analyze this. You say v'noda ha-chatat means v'loshi yod'u ha-chot'im. Not that you know that the chet took place, but you need to know precisely what the hora'ah was that you had originally made. The mantan. Who is the author of that mish, of that part of the price? Some Rav Yonah Maravi, Tamar Rava. It seems clearly to be against the sheet of Rav Eliezer, because remember that Rav Eliezer said when it came to the chatas of a yochid, that if he's not sure if he ate chela, or if it was nosa. So he says, what's the difference? He definitely ate something that's high of chorus, and that's high of a carbon. So what do I care, says Rav Eliezer Monoshav? In chela b'chali would be chayav a korban, and if nicer b'chali would be chayav a korban, so let him bring a korban, he'll be b'chali. Whereas the chachamim hold that since it says asher chatab ba, so ba means you have to know what he was chotei in. It's not enough to know he is chotei; he needs to know what did I do that requires kapora. So apparently, the same svara should be applied over here. If the Beis Din knows that they gave a horah that was wrong, what's the difference if they know what that horah was, according to Rebbe Eliezer? They knew that they were chotei. So mamonim shav, whether the horah was in terms of dam, or the horah was in terms of chela, they should have to bring a korban. And yet our mission, our brisa says, that it would be potter. So apparently it's not following the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Rav Ashi says, why? Not necessarily. It might well be going even like Rebbe Eliezer. Afilu temer Rebbe Eliezer, but shine hacha dechtiv asher chatu aleha. Doesn't it say over here the feirish? The whole pasuk realizes v'noda hachatat asher chatu aleha. They know the chet in this case is referring to the horah that the people were sending on and they were chotei with. Mashmana, you have to know it. Now wait a minute, but it says the same thing by Korban Yochid. It says, Asher Chatabam, and it's exactly the same idea. Nonetheless, there's a Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and a Chachamim there, so why wouldn't that apply here? No, because Asher Chatabam, that Rebbe Eliezer holds, tells me a completely different din, which has no application here in the Halakha of Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. Over there, Asher Chatabam, Miboile Prat Lemitasek, he holds that that's good for the mocha material that a meat asay is not chayav a korban.
That's the
korban. Yeah, he's saying that's not asher chatabah. Okay, I mean there's other elements which is the gea, the guy shabbos, the gea melachas machshavas and so on. But in general, the term is asay. So, personally, there's a question of doing something that you intend to do but not knowing that it's asay. And then there's the question of doing something which is not what you intended to do. You're picking up something that you think is on the ground, and in fact it's connected to the ground. So you've been tailish. You have no intent to be tailish as well. So that's a separate issue. That's not included in the fiyuv of chatas. But Mashenken over here, where you're talking about hora, of course that has no application. So where you're saying that the Beis Din has to know the chet asher chatu aleha. Even Rebbe Eliezer would be murdered, perhaps, says Rav Ashi, that in this case they have to know what that hora'ah was. Okay, so that explains now the opening. Now, what's Rebbe Yehuda's svara b'chol? Rebbe Yehuda is saying a very interesting thing. He's saying that there's a chiyuv on the separate kahal, not like Rebbe Meir. It says, Einei HaKahal means only Beis Din. And furthermore, he's saying that even if a kahal, meaning a particular shevet, never did the chet, they still have to bring a bar for themselves, because it's still being brought by all of Yisrael, so that this is their responsibility within all of Yisrael. But it's halacha on the bezdin anyway, essentially. So that this is the theme. There's no such thing as a korban paral of davar shel tzibur of three purim. So chiyuv is 12 purim. Whether the particular shevet was chote or wasn't chote is not the issue. So where does Rav Yehuda get all this from? My time to Rav Yehuda. Well, first of all, Rav Yehuda darshins four separate sukkim. Me'enei ha-kahal, or it could have said me'enei kahal, and the ikrivu ha-kahal, where it said, it could have said ikrivu kahal. So therefore he says, look, you have kahal ha-kahal, kahal ha-kahal, twice. So essentially, arba'a kahal ikzivi, we have four separate drushes in this word kahal. Kahal ha-kahal, kahal ha-kahal. So first of all, the chiyuv is each separate kahal brings a korban. That's shaloka Rabbi Meir. Furthermore, v'chad lo ra'at liyav beidin ma'aseh liyav kahal. We also had, as we said earlier, we had to know that there's two separate components to a parah alam dava. Bezdin's component is the horah. The tzibur's component is the atziyah, and never the twain shall meet. So what it is that the Bezdin does is irrelevant in terms of the halacha of final service. It's only what they say, not what they do. The chav, now we have another one, to tell me this interesting halacha of Gera, that where you have a shevet that wasn't kote, nonetheless it's dragged along with the tzibur as a whole and has to bring that korban. And then, and then we have the chav l'shevet sha'asa b'hora'at beit dino, it should say. This is a shame that they put it into a Rosh Tevos, because you read it as beit din, which is not what it means. A single shevet, which is the last piece of the Mishnah, that a single shevet that follows its own bezin of the shevet is also kind of a separate type of par halam davar shel tzibur called a shevet par halam davar shel tzibur. So he has four separate drushes. Now, Rabbi Shimon, he argues, Rabbi Shimon says, no, ultimately, tzlata kahal tzibur, we really can only darshan three of these kahals, because you cannot darshan me'enei ha-kahal, as we'll see, because this is the way we always refer to, if you're talking about the bezdin of something, you have to say me'enei ha-yidiyah. You have to say me'enei kahal. That's the way the language works, me'enei ha-kahal. Or me'enav shel so-and-so. Here too. So basically you have one ha-kahal, which counts as one, and then you have the ikriva ha-kahal, which counts as two. So in total, you have three kahal. So you have ha-kahal, kahal, and ha-kahal. Whereas me'enei ha-kahal, you can't darshan in both ways, because that's ur chedikro. That's the way a pasuk talks. Boom. So-and-so's eyes. So here, the so-and-so is ha-kahal. So what do you do with these three certain? Rabbi Shimon says, look, I agree with you that you certainly are chayev on each one of these, thank you very much, on each one of these kahals separately. V'treyachrini, the other two, is to tell me that they're compared to each other. That ne'mar lemata kahal v'ne'mar lemala kahal. Mala halan beitinim kahal, hakan beitinim kahal. Just like we have the two separate components in the Hora'a and the Asiyah, so too do we have two separate components in the Hakrova. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, the Pasuk is coming to add a special carbon for the Bezdin besides the carbonos for the various Shvatim. So he says, so that means the Pasuk is adding now a new carbon. But you'll notice that he does not have a drasha for Grira. So he doesn't hold that everybody brings. So he's arguing on two things. He's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, he's makadish that there's a separate carbon for the bezdin, which Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold. He holds a total of 12. And secondly, he says if a shevet wasn't participating and they weren't chotei, they're not going to bring a carbon because there's no din of gerira. So according to him, the actual case will be defined by how many shvatim were chotei, and plus adding one for the beit. It's okay. This is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, what's this whole drasha of hakahal? And you always say hakahal, meaning hakahal, equivalent hakahal. That's not a drasha bichlal. Basically, it says kahal twice in the pasuk, and we know perfectly well what that's for. It's to compare the kahal that it said at the end of the pasuk with the kahal that said at the beginning of the pasuk. And just like at the beginning of the pasuk, the ene hakahal is certainly not Ross Perot, and it means bezdin, and not the kahal. The ene hakahal is referring to a ra'ah. So it's a reference only to the Inaim and not to the Kahal. So too is the Ikriva HaKahal a reference to the Beit Din and not to the Kahal. And therefore, if anything, the Pasuk is coming to say that the Shvatim do not bring separate Karbanas, and it's only the Bezdin that brings a Karban, everything is fine. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar quotes Rabbi Meir as saying that there's two elements over here. You analyze the total population of Yisrael, and you also have to analyze the number of Shvatim. So if you have Rov of the Shvatim, whichever comes first. See, if you have Rov of the population of Yisrael, you're Chayav. Or if you have Rov of the Shvatim, even if you don't have Rov of the population of Yisrael, you're Chayav. So, says Reb Shimon Elazar. How did Reb Shimon ben Elazar, according to him, where did Rebbe Meir see that? My time. Because he says, well, in order to see the whole thing, you have to include the parsha of the Ta'ut of the Beit Din by Avodat Kohanim, which is a separate question. So over there it says, V'haya ime'enei ha'eda. Ime'enei ha'eda is Alma Miuta. It's apparently even Miut, because it's me'enei. So it's even from some of it. And yet, at the end of the story, when you bring the carbon, it says, V'nisla kilochola am b'shkaga. I don't understand. So lochola means everybody. So make up your mind. Is it everybody? Or is it me'ene? Which one is it? So the me'ema, the ruba in miyut alone. So on the other hand, it's saying that you need to have a robe, not a miyut. Now, how do you explain that? Aha! Okay, son. It's whichever comes first. If you have shisha, let's say you have six shvatim, which is not a robe, but they are the robe of the population. Vehim rubo shel kahal. Then that's enough, because then that's for cholam b'shkaga. And if it's seven, then apapisha ain't a rubo shel kahal, but it's still me'ine.
But why?
So therefore, you can have two possibilities according to Rabbi Meir.
And why doesn't Rabbi allow you
to have apapisha ain't a rubo shel kahal, if I have them, right?
With me'ine?
Because you still have this din of robe. Kilochol has to be understood as Ruba Kekula. Now, the problem is, by the way, that Rabbi Yehuda was the only one that had the extra two kahals to compare. I mean, he had that special din that the Horah is totally in the Bezdin and the Maitza is totally in the Tzibur. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir that don't have those extra kahals. So how did they know that? That was only Rabbi Yehuda that had that. And yet, we took that as an absolute. I mean, it's Valta Masechta. There's two separate dinim. Horat Bezin, Mites of the Tzibur. So Horat Rebbe Bedinu Maaseh Sliyat Kahal. Minolu, how do they know that? Omar Abaye says Abaye, because they're learning it out of the parsha of Si'irei Avodat Kochavim. But Si'irei Avodat Kochavim says, V'aya im me'enei ha'kahal ne'esta l'shkagad. What does that mean? The Neztalish Gaga was done by somebody based on the outcome of Me'enei HaKahal. Now, does that say clearly to you that the Ene is the source of the problem and the Asiya is an outgrowth of the problem? So the Neztal was because of what happened in the Ene. So that teaches me there's two separate issues.
Does it matter that it would say Ha'idah and not Ha'al? Because Steinbach has Ha'idah.
Yeah, the Pusik has Ha'idah, believe it or not. So not only Steinbach.
Oh, no, I just read it as
ha-ha-ha. I did?
Yeah. Did I not? Did I?
I didn't hear it. Well, if I said it, it certainly was not what my brain told my mouth to say. But there are senior moments.
That's why
I apologize. But it certainly is meant to be Meinei Ha'ida. I would like to examine the state to see whether I should be going to a you know, neurologist for the elder. It certainly is Meinei Ha'ida. Rav Amar, he learns it out from Lekol Ha'am Bishkaga. So you see that all of the Am needs to be dependent on somebody's Shkaga. So that means that that's a dependency on our Vesnik. So that also implies. And the truth is, we need both of these psukim. Let's say I would have said, Vayai Meinei Ha'ida Me'etzal Shkaga. So then I would have said, Ava Mina Afilu Miyut. I mean, over there, as we saw earlier, the Meinei could be understood as son. Therefore, it has to say, L'chol Ha'am Shkaga. On the other hand, it says, L'chol Ha'am Shkaga. I would have thought that L'chol Ha'am includes the Bezdin itself. So, Avdei Bezdin Ma'ari Ruba, maybe Bezdin also has to do it. So the Inayim are separate and the Asiyah is separate. Yeah, but wait a minute. How can we learn from here to the Din of Par Alam Davish Al Tzibur if that's a reference to Seirei Avodas Kochavim? So, Hani Kroibi Avodat Kochavim Adiktivi. Aren't both of these psukim a reference to the Dinim of the special case in which Bezda makes a mistake with Gabi Avodas Kochavim? And you're coming to apply that back to the Din of Par Alam Davish Al Tzibur and Vayikra. How do we know they're the same? Ah, Yafiyin Meinei Meinei. Since over here it says Meinei Ha'ida, by the Din of Par Alam Davish Al Tzibur, it's the Meinei Ha'kal. So we understand that those Meineis are Gzeira Shavah. So tell me, whatever the halak is by one, can be applied to the others. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, I don't need the extra kahal ha-kahal to teach me the separation of power, so to speak, between the Hora of the Bezdin and the Asiyah of the Tzibur.
So what does it imply?
Here, unanimity not needed with the Lakos,
with the Lakos. It's not a reference to unanimity, it's just a reference to the Asiyah. No, it's nothing to do with it. Horu Beit Din Shel Echad Ashratu. Now you say, and if a personal Bezdin was a motive for a personal Shevet. Now, the question is, but you've never really addressed one thing. Because we jumped from the case of seven, if you'll recall, to the case of one where it was their own Bezdin. Right? Now, it's the case of Rabbi Yehuda that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Mevinim Shiva Parim, plus the Bezdins. I mean, not plus the Sakhna, for sure, but plus the greater. And then you go jumping in the next case, where it says Diva Rabbi Yehuda, is Horu Bezdin Shalachara Shvatim. But what about if Bezdin HaGadol was more to Echad HaShvatim?
To the Shevet.
Yeah. I mean, you never discuss that case. You jump from one all the way down to a separate Bezdin. But the first thing that a reader thinks of when he reads the Mishnah is, what would have happened if there was a Rav Bezdin to a Shevet? The Rav Bezdin HaGadol to a Shevet.
Don't you?
Maybe you don't. Because obviously, if Rav Yehuda is willing to agree that there's a din of Par Halam Davish Al Tzibur when you don't have Rav HaKahal, or he's saying that is Rav HaKahal, it's a single Shevet, so why wouldn't that be true Lagabi Bezdin HaGadol also? So you could have Rav of the Kahal, meaning a Shevet, which is called a Kahal, satisfying the requirement of Meinei HaKahal, and then you also have the Bezdin HaGadol. The Bezdin HaGadol is going to be worse, I don't understand. And so if the Bezdin of that Shevet is Mora, and that can be Machayim Yuparal and Dover, so if the Bezdin HaGadol is Mora, then not? So how do we go from seven to one?
What?
How could
a halacha be
Horu?
Because it says Horu Bezdin Shel Echad Ashvatim.
What do you mean? Well, the Shevet asked the question.
But wouldn't everyone...
Yeah, but they weren't interested.
They
didn't
ask it, but they'd still be high on that.
They didn't act on it. They know we weren't involved.
They didn't read the paper
then. No. It wasn't their business.
But they are five on that Hora.
But they didn't do anything, so how could they be five on the Hora?
They
would
still be Nechla. Should they have done something?
But they didn't.
But why does that make a difference whether they did or they didn't?
I understand. Well, why shouldn't it?
Because the Torah, the law...
Can you explain to me the difference between a personal bezdin and a bezdin agro? Vis-a-vis the din of bar and bar. Yes,
no.
You can't. Fine, okay. So that's the Gemara's question. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Why should there be a difference? So what about Shevet Echa, the Rebbe Yehuda, that followed the Torah of the bezdin agro? What's the din in that case? I mean, would the other shvatim also bring? How did this work? I mean, me, I'm in Shiva shvatim with the mice. He shav shvatim adayim. Maybe that wasn't like this. Maybe, certainly, that shevet would bring. I mean, we're not going to be machalic between a person hora'ah of a bezin and of the shevet bezin and the hora'ah of the bezin on Golos of Yerushalayim. However, the case in the Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda said was that if seven shvatim go ahead and do a sin based on the bezin agadol, then even those shvatim that didn't sin will also bring because it's an agrira from the extra kahal akahal. Would he say that even if it was only one shevet that didn't represent rov? What about there? So do we say miyamin of shiva shvatim udemai tishar shvatim ba'adayu mishum di'ikaruva? Is the only reason that he's saying that the rest of the kahal needs to bring along with them is because you have rov? Avochad shevet deleka rov lo, but he never would have said that about a single shevet. Oh, demelor shnar. Maybe it actually doesn't matter. And the only reason that in the Mishnah it mentions one, a seven, is not because one would have been any different, because Rabbi Meir was talking about seven because of the rov. So he also talked about seven, but Miikra Adin, there's no difference between seven and one according to him, because that becomes clear at the end of the Mishnah. He holds even a single shevet is considered to be a kahal. Toshma. Well, let's bring a riot from the following. Mahe Meviim Parakat. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim. So now, here we have, a strange brisa. What do they bring? They bring a par, and according to Rabbi Shimon, they bring two parim. Now, excuse me, well, what's the case? What are we talking about? Rabbi Meir Eskina. Ilei Meshachatu Shiva. Is the case over here that seven were chote? So, if seven were chote, then obviously Rabbi Shimon, it says in the Mishnah, that you bring eight. Seven for the seven, plus one for the best, and then it's all done with you, so you bring eight. So you can't be talking about that Shiva Shvata Vachote. So it's got to be talking about over here that Chata Shevet Echad. So one Shevet was Chote. Now, what Bezdin had Paskin for this Shevet? I mean, if it's the personal Bezdin of the Shevet, then according to Rabbi Shimon, it's no such halacha. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who held that a personal shevet with bezdin is mechayev a par elam dover. So then, according to Rabbi Shimon, how could you say that you're chayev at all? So ibo rat be dino, Rabbi Shimon left one. He doesn't hold of that. It's only Rabbi Yehuda that holds of that. Elalav vorat be dina gadol. So obviously, the case over here has got to be the bezdin agadol was meira and one shevet did it. And it says over here there's a shita that holds that you bring one carbon. Okay, now we don't know who that shita is. So who is it? Is it Rebbe Meir? Could it be Rebbe Meir? I mean, in name of Rebbe Meir, I thought Rebbe Meir holds you need roll of the people. So how can he say one shevet? All that you're left with is that it's talking about Rebbe Yehuda. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, you see clearly the din is that only one shevet brings, if only one shevet was chosen. And apparently the halacha of dragging along the other shvatim is only if you have at least roll of the shvatim that we're calling. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Who's to say that that's the case? Maybe over here we're talking about Akumai Eskin and Gion Shekhotu Shisha Shvatim, Vein Ruban Shel Kahal. Maybe it's talking about the Gav the Rove over here in terms of population. And we're holding like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's explanation in Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Mishmo of Rabbi Meir, Chatu Shisha, and then Ruba Shokal. Or Shiva, Avakashain Ruba Shokal. So then, in that case, there may be par. So in such a case, they would be maybe a single par. So maybe that's what it's referring to. So is there a case where you bring par effort? Absolutely. Okay, what about this? Tashma, Rabbi Yudaimer, Shevet Sha'asa Barat Be Dino. Oto ha-shevet chayav, V'shar kol ha'shvatim p'turim. Look at this price. Reb Yudah says, if a single shevet follows the hora of its own Beit Din, then only that shevet brings, but other shvatim are p'turim. However, bo'ra'at Beit Adin ha'gadol, apilu shar ha'shvatim chayavim. If, however, the hora was for even from, in other words, that shevet, even from the Beit Din ha'gadol, so then even the other shvatim would be chayav to bring also. So apparently, Shmamina, you see from here that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a din of a gerira on a single shevet, and as long as it was from Beit Din HaGadol, all of the tzibur has to bring it. It clearly does not require rov of the tzibur, because it's the same thing as any shevet to its own Beit Din. The additional disadvantage of having the Beit Din HaGadol be the Beit Din is that not all the shvatim can have to bring. So why then did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah, Shiva Shvatim Shekhatu, Kol Shar HaShvatim, may be in par al Yadeya? Must have been because Rabbi Meir needed to have robes. He talked about Shiva. But for him personally, even one shevet would be exactly the same. So that means according to the difference between the personal shevet's bezdin and the bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim is not in terms of that shevet. That shevet is definitely what I have to bring. The only opinion is that we're in Beit Din HaGadol. All the shvatim are also going to bring, even though only a single shevet was chote. So Rabbi Yehuda, in this sense, is perfectly consistent. What he's saying is that the Einei HaKahal is a single shevet, because a kahal is a shevet. So whether it's the bezdin of the Einei HaKahal, it's still a kahal. Furthermore, HaKahal can be defined as a single shevet, and therefore the extra hakahal tells me the entire kahal, meaning the main kahal of Yisrael, is also affected by the single kahal, which is a particular shevet. So he's very consistent all the way through. I don't care if it's one shevet, it's a kahal. I don't care if it's one shevet's bezdin, it's the einei hakahal. And furthermore, if it's a reference to the kahal, which is the main kahal, which he has from hakahal, four different drushes. Because of that, I think the single shevet also impacts upon the entire structure of the kahal, meaning of Yisrael as a whole.
This is a bright, right? A clear bright.
Yeah, this is it. There's nothing to discuss.
So we still have.
We didn't know it.
We didn't know the bright.
Okay, so Shmami, you know, this clearly shows it. Says Rav Ashi, but you know what? Even if you didn't know the bright, you could have figured out in the Mishnah if you would have thought properly. Because Matnis and Nami Deka. Let's analyze that Mishnah a little bit better here. Diktoni v'asa. Now, it says there, v'asa oto ha-shevet al-pihem. Oto ha-shevet chayah v'shar kol ha-shvatim p'turim. Now, excuse me? What's that shar kol ha-shvatim p'turim, Jez? What possible havamina would there be that Shah Kal HaShvatim should be chayav based on the tzak of a bezdin in one of the shvatim? Well, I'm responsible for your crazy bezdin. I go to my own bezdin. So I'm a little missing. Shah Shvatim Pturim? You just said, Oto Shevet Chayav. I know how to read. Oto Shevet Chayav means that Shevet and only that Shevet is chayav. So Mamele Yadam Shah Shvatim Pturim. I'll tell you what it's coming to tell me. It's saying it's only in this case that Shah Shvatim Pturim. But HaKamashma, that had it been the Orad Beit Din HaGadol, then even the other Shvatim would have been chayav. Now that's the way to read a Mishnah. So now HaKamashma, the Orad Beit Din know who the Shar Shvatim Pturim. Aval, the Orad Beit Din HaGadol, afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavim Shmamina. Of course, sometimes you need a price to wake you up to what the Mishnah is really saying. But an analysis of the Mishnah shows that it actually has embedded this price. Now, the other question we had is Shevet Echad She'asa B'Hora'at Beit Din. How about if one Shevet follows the Hora'at Beit Din HaGadol? How about according to Rabbi Shimon? What's the halacha? Because, I mean, not again.
Might already be somebody.
Just getting
messages. Atarit is going into her. To her test. She wants her learning to be her favorite. Here I go. But we should all have in mind the Yad Shamayim to the Bagriyot and the Matkonot of Atar. So now, our question is, we've been discussing all along the issue of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was machadish that a single sheva is going to be impacted by his bezdin. Rabbi Shimon, if you recall, Rabbi Shimon's shita was that the bezdin as well brings a korban. Each sheva brings its own separate bekahal that he had. Remember, he only had three kahals to darshan. So each kahal brings its own, but there's no din of gerira. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we never established what would be the din of a single kahal. That was left out, because the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah was limited to a case where it was the bezdin of a particular shevet. But what would be the din of that one kahal in reference to the bezdin of Galal Yerushalayim? What would Rabbi Shimon hold?
Rabbi Shimon doesn't require a robe.
Well, that's the shaila. Rabbi Shimon says the darshan is a kahal, meaning each kahal. So maybe each kahal is analyzed separately. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds.
Wouldn't he have addressed it in the Mishnah?
No, there was no opportunity to address it, because the Mishnah kept talking about the case of seven. And then when it went to the case of one, it also introduced a new factor, which was that it wasn't Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim. And that's why we're left in limbo about this middle stage. Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim, the first one is on what's the Magadi review of that. Whether there's a Dinah Gurira in such a case. And we prove that there's not. And that there is. And then we want to know, according to Rabbi Shimon,
whether it's Chayav at all.
What's the Dinah? They're Chayav at all in such a case. So does he, when he's saying Shevet Ephod is called a Kahal, does he mean only in terms of the separate bringing of a carbon, or does he go so far as to say it's called a kahal even in terms of the chiyah of the carbon? That wasn't clear. So it could be that if one kahal is kotei, or the robe of one kahal is kotei, that you're chayav. But maybe he agrees. No, robe is defined by klal yisrael. But once you have the chiyah of bringing, then it's a chiyah of each separate shevet. Now that part is not clear from the Mishnah. So we need to prove it now by being midday. So it says the Gemara, okay. Let's take a look. Tashma. Mahe meinim par echad, Rabbi Shimon omer shnei parim. Now, we had that same curious price that we had before, in which Rabbi Shimon is saying that there's a chiyuv of two parim, obviously a reference to a case, where one shevet was chote, so there's one par, and by Rabbi Shimon's formula of always adding one for the best, and you get two. There you have it. So, apparently, the case must be not the case where you have seven, because what that would be shnei parim. If you're talking about a case, even mishachat shiva shnei parim, you would need eight parim in order. If you're telling me we need rove, el other kata shevet echad. Now, obviously, it's got to be talking about there was a chet only of one shevet, and then I ask you, one shevet according to the rav whom samai. Ilema Beit Dino, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to that. That's only Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that it says Beit Dino is Mechayim. Rabbi Shimon let. So it's got to be talking about Hora'at Beit Din HaGadol. And therefore we see that Hora'at Beit Din HaGadol for a single sheet, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. There's a fee of one plus one for the best. Hey, now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. So who's the Tanna Kamma, dear? If you think that's the case, identify the Tanna Kamma. Go ahead. I dare you.
This is only one.
Yeah, there's no Tachita. But Tisbara, I mean, Tanakama money. If it's Rabbi Meir doesn't need a robe. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, we just proved that he holds a Gmira in a case where it's best not go to Yerushalayim. So he would hold 12. So who's the Tanakama? So don't create a case that makes good sense to you, Rabbi Shimon, that has absolutely no sense in the Tanakama, because there's no such Shita. So therefore, what are you going to have to say? Oh, money, Rabbi Shimon, and Allah is already. This has got to be going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that you can have rove of the tzibur, even if you don't have rove of the shvatim. And that would be Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But it doesn't prove what the halach would be of a kahal that isn't rove. That's what we have to find out, correct?
That's all we know that he holds? He doesn't hold that you just bring one without the basin, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar?
What?
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar.
The whole thing that Shimon ben Elazar says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer bishmo. If you have Shiva Shvatim, they're not Ruva. Uh-huh. Or you have Shevet, that Shisha Shvatim, they're not Ruva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So fine, so that's the case. But that's not the case we're asking in case whether there's a Shevet that is not Ruva. We want to know whether a Shevet is Machayev, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibor, don't we? Okay, Tashma. The Chachamim omrim la'olam eno chayav ela al hora'at beitin hagadol. Now, who are these Chachamim? If it's going according to Rabbi Meir, then that's not the issue! According to Rabbi Meir, you need rov, for sure. So what do you say? Well, you won't be chayav, because after all, it's not Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim. Even if it were Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim, it wouldn't make any difference. Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's not possible to be chayav one shevet. So it's got to be going according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, well, I would agree that there's a chiyuv of a parhel and davar, but not if it's not the Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim. Okay, so that means we see in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon's shita is Shema Mina, that even a single shevet would bring a particular single par, plus, of course, the extra par for the Beis Din, because it's called a kahal. So there's still a bit of maniac al in this case. And therefore, QED, that according to Rabbi Shimon, the halakha is Shevet Echad Ikri Kahal, and it says that HaGadol is Meirat in a Shevet Echad. Of course, he never holds it as an Agrira, but that Shevet will bring a card. Now, that means that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are agreeing that a single Shevet satisfies the requirements of a Kahal. How do they know that? So, Etzumar, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Shevet echad the ikre kahal minalu. How do they know that one shevet is called a kahal? Amei tekhtiv vayamod Yehoshafat b'kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim bebeit Hashem lifnei haChatzer haChadasha. So now they were standing in front of the Chatzer haChadasha. Why do they call it a Chatzer haChadasha? My Chadasha. Rabbi Yochanan shechidshu dvarim. That's because this was an occasion that they made a new halacha to Aser, the Knisa of a Tfuyom into the Machon Levia, which was problematic in terms of the Knisa of a Mitzora. It was always basically a Tfuyom Aroch, until you have to stick his fingers in. It normally comes up Shamiknar. Okay, so anyway, normally, until that time, we had been Matirit. And they said, no, Tfuyom can't come into Machon Levia. That's not our story. There's a very beautiful Meshech Chochma, by the way, who says that it's called the Chatzer HaChadasha because they really built a Chatzer HaChadasha. In order to have a Mokum that Tfuyom could come into, they made a Chatzer that didn't have the Kedusha, that wasn't given the Kedusha of Machon Levia. Fine. But in any event, what's important to us is that it calls Kahal Yudav Yerushalayim. A kahal. So apparently, a single shevet is called a kahal.
How can you go into the Gemara?
What?
How can you go against the Gemara, which is it's chadasha because then?
No, no. That he's saying that's why it's a function of the chotzer. Because they were made this takana that a tfuyom can't be nichvas into Machon Levia, they had to make a chotzer that didn't have the kedusha of the Machon Levia. Maskelo Rav Acha bar Yaakov. How can you bring a riot from here that a single shevet is called a kahal? It says, kahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Who lived in Yerushalayim? Binyamin. So that means it was two separate shvatim. So maybe you could bring a riot that Yehuda and Binyamin are called a kahal, but how do you bring a riot that a single shevet is called a kahal?
So
wouldn't be able to rely on here. This is going over. This is Yehuda and Binyamin. I love all the money. I mean, this dark is good.
So
any two, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says one, so this can't be the riot.
Whatever
I'm saying, it means Yehuda lived in one place and Binyamin lived in the other place. If you have Yehuda of Yerushalayim, we know for a fact that Binyamin and Yehuda lived there. So we're bringing a riot from that it's only one shevet. Elomer Rabaka by Yaakov, you're right. Take a look at Yaakov Avinu himself. We're over there, but it broke, we told him, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Yaakov, it says, Bivoo mipadan aram. That means Yosef was already born. And he tells him, you're going to be a Kahal Amin. Now, how could he be a Kahal Amin if he already had his Kahal? Obviously, there's going to be a new Kahal. There was only one more Shevet that was going to be born, and that was Binyamin, and it's being called a Kahal.
Why can't he be referring to the right now? What I have done, I have blessed you, I have increased you, you are...
No, you're going to be, it says. Right, so, okay.
Is this regard to yourself?
I will make you. No, with regard to Binyamin. I will make you a Kahal Amin. So, man, it's Yadavai Aisha. So, who turned out to have been born at that time? Twins? No, Binyamin. So, you see that Binyamin alone was called a Kahal. Shema Amin Avikam Rachmana. Mitzyavad Vakahashta Kahal Akrina. This proves that you are going to have yet another Kahal, meaning another Shevet is a Kahal. Omalei Rav Shvala Rav Kahana. Maybe this is the straw that breaks the camel's back, is the point. In other words, when you get your 12 Shvatim, then you will be a Kahal Amin. In other words, you will soon be completed to be the whole Tzibur of Klal Yisrael by having 12 Shvatim. So, the Ma'akikam of the Rachmana, Lechimit Yaleh Lecha Binyamin, who the Havid Yud Bei Shvatim, the Mitkariat Kahal. So, at that point, you will have the 12 Shvatim that's called the Kahal. Omar Leh, so he said to him, that's a ridiculous interpretation, because the assumption is that what God is saying is supposed to make sense. So, I mean, if I'm telling you, you are going to be a Kahal, but so there's some type of halacha, there's a din that 12 shvatim are called the Kahal, not 11 shvatim, not 10 shvatim, it doesn't make any sense. It has to be referring to something that I can relate to as a Kahal. If you want to tell me that I am going to give a din of Kahal to Yisroel, and that it has nothing to do with it, with how many shvatim there are. Tell me whatever. You can tell me you'll call one shevet a Kahal, you can tell me you'll call 12 shevet a Kahal. But don't say you're going to be given a Kahal, because that isn't the point. It's not that the Leda per se makes it a Kahal, because the halacha is a Kahal requires 12 shvatim. Because it doesn't have any meaning in terms of the word. That's his kasha with the Makhav HaPadish. Then it's not the Nevi'ahs. What are you saying over here? So you're saying to me that Elashnematar Shvatim Ikukal, Akadasar Shvatim Malikukal. That's a brisker response. But if it's Sana Dinfud Kahal and Sol Shvatim, what if there's such a din of Kahal? That's an arbitrary decision. You'll be a Kahal. So what are you telling me? Now you'll be a Kahal because you'll be a later of a new Shem. That's not an issue. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense in terms of the Nevi'ahs Bechlal over here.
And that's how they know.
And that's it. That's how they know. You'd think. Of course, the Rambam naturally doesn't bring this puzzle, he brings the original puzzle. But he always does that, you know. As the Rabbi says, I swear he does it just to drive us insane. Okay? Very good.